Dr. Pinsky with a female I am man, Barbara Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. Barbara Nelson is a 65-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1/22/20. Apparently, she was lifting a wheelchair-bound patient using a Harrier lift. Apparently, she tied him to the... He was tied in the wheelchair with a sheet around his abdomen, legs, and thighs. Period. He was falling forward in his chair, so she reached forward and pulled him back. Period. As a result, she believes she injured her right shoulder and neck. Period. She was later diagnosed with a rotator cuff tear, repaired surgically in January of 2022. Apparently, she completed a course of active treatment on 5/17/23. Apparently, she relates that she periodically gets injections to her right trapezius, but is not receiving any ongoing active care. Period. In paragraph, as per the records supplied, Ms. Nelson was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational Health on 2/20/22. Apparently, she states she was doing home care and injured her right side while trying to hold a client from falling. Period. This happened about a month ago when she felt a burning sensation. Period. She complained of sharp pain on the right shoulder, neck, and arm. Period. X-ray showed no fracture, but what there was degenerative joint disease of the AC joint and cystic changes indicating rotator cuff pathology. Period. She was diagnosed with cervical strain and rotator cuff strain of the right shoulder. Beatrice begun on Flexeril and referred for physical therapy and an MRI. Period. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. New paragraph on 3/13/20, she had an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted. Beatrice followed up on 3/26/20 and was referred for orthopedic consultation and restricted duty. Period. She followed up at Atlantic Care through 3/31/20. Period. New paragraph on 4/21/20. She had an MRI of the cervical spine at the referral of Dr. Zook. Period. Insert those results here. New paragraph. She was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Glass on 5/8/20. Period. He noted she had been under the orthopedic care of Dr. Zook. Period. Physical therapy failed to provide significant relief. Period. In addition to the subject event, he ascertained a history of bilateral total knee arthroplasties. Period. He performed an exam and reviewed the cervical spine MRI. Dr. Glass rendered a diagnosis of cervicalgia with cervical radiculopathy, C3-4 central herniation with facet arthropathy, C4-5 disc osteophyte complex, C5-6 central and left herniation, and C6-7 right paracentral herniation. They discussed the results of... They discussed these results. Period. She followed up on 7/2/20 and wished to continue home exercise and then pain management. Period. However, on 5/20/21, she told Dr. Glass she wanted to have her shoulder surgery first before considering a second stage cervical operative intervention. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by pain specialist Dr. Zook on 6/12/20. Period. She was already taking nifedipine, losartan, lorazepam, hydralazine, bistolic, spironolactone, clonidine, rosuvastatin, and metformin. Period. he thought she was having persistent neck pain with some extension to the right shoulder. Appeared to either not any arm pain, numbness, or tingling. Pretty recommended a right-sided cervical facet injection. Period. However, on the visit of 9/8/20, she expressed how she now wanted to have her shoulder addressed before doing any type of cervical intervention. But accordingly, the scheduled injection was canceled. Paired new paragraph, the petitioner was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zook on 4/14/21. Period, she had been seeing Dr. Glass. Period, she had persistent right shoulder pain. Period, he diagnosed right shoulder pain secondary to full thickness rotator cuff tear, along with right cervical neuritis with associated cervical disc disease. Period, she wanted to pursue surgical repair of the right rotator cuff surgery. Period. She did undergo surgery on 1/4/22 to be inserted here. Period, she followed up with Dr. Zook on 2/16/22. Period, he thought she had postoperative adhesive capsulitis. Period, she was to discontinue her sling and perform a home exercise program. Period, she followed up with Dr. Zook regularly. Period, his last visit was on 5/17/23, period. She was status post right rotator cuff repair and had bursitis in the right shoulder for which cortisone injection was given. Pretty referenced the results of an MRI arthrogram done on 5/10/23, whose results will be inserted here, period. She scratched that the arthrogram was compared to a prior study of 3/13/20. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was to 120 degrees of abduction, comma 100 degrees of flexion, and external rotation to 75 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L1 vertebral level. Period motion of the left shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period resisted right shoulder abduction was 5/-5 for manual muscle strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period, there was tenderness to palpation both anterior, laterally, and posteriorly about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuver, she had a positive near impingement maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Period, the rest of those maneuvers are normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions. 1/22/20, Barbara Nelson was injured while at work taking care of a wheelchair-bound patient in a Hoyer lift. Period, she reached forward to prevent him from tipping over. Period, she was seen by occupational health 1 month later. Period, she had an MRI on the right shoulder on 3/13/20 to be inserted. Period, she had an MRI of the cervical spine on 4/21/20 to be inserted. Period, she was initiated on conservative care with physical therapy and orthopedic consultation. Period, she also was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Glass. Period, she later expressed how she wanted to have her shoulder surgery before having any intervention on the cervical spine. Period, on 1/4/22, Dr. Zook did perform surgery to be inserted here. Period, she developed postoperative adhesive capsulitis. Period, she had an MR arthrogram on 5/10/23. to be inserted. Perci followed up with Dr. Zuck through 5/17/23. Perci observed the repair was intact and there was no re-tear or new tear of the rotator cuff. Perci did have bursitis, for which cortisone injection was given. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Perci had a positive mirror impingement maneuver on the right, but other maneuvers were negative. Perci had full range of motion of the cervical spine, as Perling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph, this case represents 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. There is 2.5% permanent partial total disability at the cervical spine. For this encompasses what clearly were pre-existing multi-level degenerative changes. Period. End.